Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And a very good afternoon once again. It is Friday's edition of Heart to Heart live on Radio Pulpit. My name is Lukhom Gwedi-Phuthi, and I've been going on about empowerment that's coming up very, very, very soon. I'll give you more details as we go along. And today, we are blessed to have in our midst Professor Shingai Mutambirwa. He can always correct me if I've got that one wrong. Now, Prof, very good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Afternoon, and thanks for the invitation. And you say it better than me. I can barely speak my own any local language. Don't worry.
Okay. Now, Prof, could you tell us about your journey to becoming a urologist and how your work intersects with men's health and mental well-being?
Oh, yeah. Urology, for those who don't know, is basically dealing with the physical aspects of the kidneys, the bladder, the penis, the testicles, and the prostate particularly as well. And all of these things are a lot of them are in females as well. So it's not just men. We're not
okay.
Like male gynecologists. Yeah, we're about 30% of our patients are female because you get bladder infections and things like that. And I basically just got roped into it. Not roped in, but I was blessed to actually be sent to Pretoria 3 decades ago to study under a very close, he's now passed, professor of mine, Prof. Rafe. And he just intersected well, and I've just been very happy since then.
Oh, wow. And what do you believe are some of the biggest health challenges that are currently facing men, especially concerning mental health?
Oh, yeah. I think one of the biggest issues is that of the 15 leading causes of death, 14 of them happen more in men than in women.
Sure.
And the reason for that of many, one of them is because guys don't take as good care of our health, and we're more likely take risks and do funny things like smoking and trauma and stuff like that. So it's a big thing. But one of the least addressed things is mental health. I think guys think that the mental health is something that they shouldn't be discussing. They should just take it as a man in inverted commas and daughter or whatever people want to say.
Yeah.
But the reality is that mental health is one of the leading causes of death. And not just because of the stress and suicide and stuff, but because we actually have data to show that it actually causes chemicals in our bloodstream to actually increase our risk of diabetes, cancer,
sure,
heart attacks, strokes, or loss of limbs. So I think mental health is a massive thing, but and at least 80% of guys in South Africa currently from the data do have some sort of mental health issue, be it stress, be it depression, a lot of it to do with the social activities that are going on at the moment. But please get it addressed because it's such a huge issue.
Do you know, I'm laughing when you said men are likely to take risks. I was actually laughing because, you know, even the crazy video we see on social media of people on cliffs and riding bicycles, it's always men. It's always men.
Women are clever. You don't do dumb things like guys do.
Nah, we're not brave enough.
No, I don't think it's bravery. Stupidity might be a better word. But anyway.
Now, Prof, tell me, from your experience, what are the psychological effects on men dealing with conditions such as prostate health issues or erectile dysfunction,
yeah,
that is?
Dysfunction. Yeah, I think, again, guys like to cover things up, and we often don't tell the truth to each other. I think females are much more likely to be honest about what's going on. And the fact of the matter is that prostate problems are extremely common amongst men. Prostate is the little gland sitting at the bottom of the bladder, all the way around the pipe for passing urine, which is also the pipe for ejaculation. And its job is really less than 1% of what a guy ejaculates is actually sperm. It's mainly made by the prostate and another gland called the seminal vesicle. And it causes problems as we get older, and particularly about the age of 40. The two main ones for our purposes would be prostate cancer and what we call BPH, or benign prostatic hyperplasia, normal enlargement. Both of them can block the pipe for passing urine, but prostate cancer is the leading cancer in men after skin cancer, and it needs to be addressed. And I think all of these things, including the erection issues, because, again, after about the age of 40, about half of guys have some problem with their erection. It impacts massively on our feelings of being manly and all this sort of nonsense that we try to express. But the point is, you're going to kill yourself from both of these conditions, because the prostate cancer can kill you, the blockages can kill you, and erectile dysfunction can also kill you, because it actually is a harbinger of basically cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, strokes, loss of limb, because we know that the once you get 3 months of consistent erectile dysfunction, you're at up to an 11 times higher chance of dying from cardiovascular disease.
Sure. Now, can you share any insight, Prof, on how common mental health challenges like stress, anxiety, or depression might manifest differently in men than in women?
I think it manifests in many different ways. I think the support system that females give to each other and to their partners are more likely to assist them. Guys often, because we think that we have to be tough, we often hide. I mean, even when it comes to situations like erectile dysfunction, Australian data shows that about the guys only come and bring it up to their treating physician 5 years after they've been having a problem. They go to a bedroom, or they come late from home, or they do other. All of these things are also similar with mental health. And I think the main thing is for us to all open up and recognize that mental health is not a Mickey Mouse condition. It needs to be addressed.
I'm actually listening to you, and I'm wondering, Prof, if we are also not contributing to such, because, you know, sometimes I always see women making such a big deal and, you know, making jokes and throwing insults with issues such as, you know, erectile dysfunctionality. It's always a thing that women are like, oh, you know, it becomes an insult thing. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, if we're not contributing actually to the mental health issues that men have at times.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's a societal thing. We all have to recognize that we're contributing to this. We must remember that we have to be kinder to each other, including the fact that a lot of these internet things, be it TikTok or whatever, are also sending out messages which are pretty much untrue.
Yeah.
Even when you look at things like videos and stuff that you see on these things, a lot of the things that we're seeing, including the sizes of men, you know, how efficient they should be in the bedroom and stuff, are basically being played up by these videos. So I think let's be more realistic about what we're doing and just be more kind to each other.
True. Now, in your opinion, Prof, why might men be less likely to seek help for both physical and mental health concerns?
It's mainly, I think, to do with the fact that we think that we have to be tough guys. Men don't cry. You must take care of everybody. There was a nice thing that I heard a couple of days ago that said that we don't light the fire. You don't keep people warm by lighting the fire. It is you. You must be the fire that burns down things. You must take care of all of us must take care of ourselves. And guys often don't think that. Well, they think that they have to do everything, which is not really true. And I think we need to distribute not only to our partners and to prefer, but to friends, to society in general. And I guess in general, we just take ourselves to. We think we're too tough to do anything, or else we think that we're not contributing enough. And I think we have to recognize that we all have our own issues and we need to sort ourselves out first before you can sort out anyone else.
That's so true. Also, Prof, tell me, how can initiatives like Empower Men help shift the narrative around men's health, especially the importance of mental health awareness and support?
Yeah, I think with the bringing of together of men into a situation such as Empower Men, it is so important because people feel more comfortable discussing when they're together with other guys. And once they've broken the ice, I think it makes a huge issue. And I think one of the things with mental health is that a lot of people, once you're in a situation like that, you often will bring up your own personal activities, which can then help the rest of the guys. And the nicest thing is that you can actually spread it to other parts of the society by going back to your communities and discussing it at home.
And how is Empower Men creating a safe space for men to feel comfortable discussing their health concerns? And also, what advice would you give to those who may still feel hesitant about seeking help from a urologist or other healthcare professionals?
Yeah, I think the important thing to remember is that if you don't take good care of your health, you're in trouble. And you're going to kill yourself. We know that the data is clear that women live at least 7 years longer than men, not just because of the fact that there are some genetic and things that go on, but more to do with the fact of not taking good care of our health. Men seek their healthcare providers 5 times less than women, which is one of the huge issues, because most of these conditions, be it diabetes, hypertension, you can't pick it up by just symptoms, feeling that, no, I'm getting a headache or something. That's nonsense. You have to get it checked. And I think some of the functions such as empowerment, they bring it, the guys who are likely close-minded to each other, have a discussion. But as I said, I think it's not just about the guys who come that are going to be important. I think it's more important for them to spread the initiative out. But I really would encourage guys not to be stressed. It's a free space. It's a time for us to discuss. It's any question that I would tell my residents, there's no stupid questions. And well, there's only one stupid question, and that's the one you haven't asked.
I've never heard of that. Oh, man. So tell me, Prof, in what ways is empowerment contributing to breaking down the stigma surrounding men's health issues? And how can we as a society support this shift towards open conversations about men's health?
Yeah, I think empowerment is one of the avenues that people can use. It's been running for a number of years. It's a very good initiative. They really do push a lot of good information. They help people, and they manage to bring people together as well. Mm. And I think there are other associations which do similar thing. But empowerment has been around for a bit longer than quite a few of them, I think. And then it's just one of those ones that where you can actually target the specific groups, not just in the high affluent areas, but also in places where the affluence is so-called less.
Wow. Now, as empowerment drives discussions on integrating mental health support into all aspects of men's health, including urology, what future approaches can healthcare providers take to offer more holistic support for men's mental and physical well-being?
Yeah, I think the onus is on everybody in society. Mm. I think empowerment is one of the avenues, as I said. But I think especially for guys who are in the healthcare practitioner area, be it nurses, sangomas even, everybody needs to start thinking about mental health. And I think the most important driver is actually the patient, the person themselves. You need to recognize as a person that you have an issue, even when it comes to healthcare providers. There's so many mental health issues that are going on. A lot of them push them under the carpet. They don't want to take care of themselves as well. So all of us need to start empowering ourselves and making sure that we do something better for ourselves.
Wow. Now, Talis, let me just say before I ask you the last question, I thoroughly understand why you're one of the speakers for the summit. I do. I think there's just so much to learn from you. I'm actually sitting, I'm listening to you. I'm like, hey, I must actually even invite my husband. You know, this is so important. It really, really is important. Now, how can men interested in attending the upcoming Empowerment Summit register?
Yes, there is a website, and I'm sorry, offhand, I can't remember the numbers, but I'm sure what I'll do is maybe, hold on, let me just have a peek, because I'm actually very confused most of the time. I'm But I'll give the exact details in a second.
Okay, I'm actually also trying to zoom in and see the details myself.
Yeah, it's, let's see, here we go, yeah. They can contact Sibongile at 072-324-3904 or at 011-482-7256 or 7257. Or you can contact Kirsten at empowerworks.co.za and also info at empowermen.co.za.
Thank you so much, Prof. Really great having this conversation with you. And like I said, I'll be extending the invitation a bit more to men. I know sometimes when you share such things, especially after this conversation, they might be thinking, do I have a problem? But that's not even what that's all about. There's just so much more that I feel you guys could discuss as men.
That's true. There's so much. Just get on board and let's start the journey.
Wow. Thank you so much, Prof, and have a great afternoon leading into your evening.
You too. Have a great one and enjoying the show. Bye-bye.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Passionate about God. passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.